Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Seita, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Birchus Kayin Gadol, Ketzad. Okay, let's go back to Mishnah Beis. The list of things that have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. The bracha the Kayin Gadol gave in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Here too, Birchus Kayin Gadol, Ketzad. The Ketzad doesn't mean from where we know it, but rather, how did it take place? What happened? Sagt der Mishnah. Chazan HaKnesses. So we call the Chazan the one who davens for the Amid. Here in the Mishnah, Chazan HaKnesses means the Shamas. The Shamas HaKnesses. He prepared the things in the Beis Medrash. Took care of the Yaron Kodesh, the Bima. Noitel Sefer Torah. He took the Sefer Torah. The Noisna L'Rosh HaKnesses. He gave it to the head of the shul. The head of the shul was like a more chash of a position. He made all the decisions. Who we mechabed for different things. Who damas for the Amid? Who gets maftir? Now, wait a second. I don't understand something. Shul? I thought we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the shul? And the answer is the Sefer Torah was kept in a shul that was next to the Chatzar. So, the Roish HaKnesses, this Roish HaKnesses, nice and all, the Skan. He gave it to the Skan. The Skan is the assistant Kohen Gadol. That was a very important job because if something should happen to the Kohen Gadol, he has to be ready to step in at any moment. The Skan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And it's all else the covet of the Kohen Gadol. That's why it goes from one position of covet to a higher position of covet to a higher position of covet. Like it says, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. That's the beauty of the king. The more people that are involved. That's the glory of the king. The Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol. Oimed Umekabel. He stood and took it from him. And he read from the Sefer Torah standing. That means until now he was sitting. That's how we know they were in the Ezras Noshim. Because if they were in the Ezras Yisrael, the rule is you're not allowed to sit. The only ones that are allowed to sit in the Ezras Yisrael are the kings of Beis David. V'kairei, and he reads Achrei Mois. That's where you have the Seder of Yom Kippur in the Parsha. Let me just tell you, there are three things he's going to read. In Parshas Achrei Mois, about the Seder Avodah. Later on, not too much further, about the halachis of Yom Kippur. And then also we have to read from Parshas Pinchas. There in Parshas Pinchas there are some other karbanis that are brought on Yom Kippur. So Zok the Mishnah. V'kaireh, he reads first Achrei Mois. That's the Parsha that teaches us what they did on Yom Kippur. And he reads V'ach Ba'asar. That's the pasuk that begins by teaching us the halachis of Yom Kippur. The Matanur explains to us that they had a meturgamen. The Bukhari used to step up to each pasuk and somehow translated the pasuk into a Ramesh. Ramesh was the language that most people understood. Now, because from one kapitel to the other, it's not too far, so the Kohen Gadol can finish laning about the Avodah, and as the Metargim is explaining, as he's translating, he can turn the Sefer Torah quickly, and by the time the Metargim finishes, he's ready to read weiter. So the people don't have to just sit and wait. Vaitra says the Mishnah, V'goyel es ha-Torah. Then they would roll the Sefer Torah closed, U'manicha b'cheikai. He would place it like against his chest. Wait, but there's more to read. There's more to learn. We have to learn from Chumash Bamidbar. Yeah, but to roll the Sefer Torah till Bamidbar, that we can't do. So the Kohen Gadol learned it by heart. Why didn't they just take a second Sefer Torah like we do? They didn't want it to look like there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. We also didn't want people to think that this first Sefer Torah is missing something. So V'aymer, the Kohen Gadol would say, Yoisim imasha karisi lefneichem, more than what I have read for you. Kos of Kain is really written here. I'm going to read to you Baal Peh. Not because Chas V'Shalom, it's not here. It's really in this Sefer Torah. We just don't want to hold you up till we turn all the way to Bamidbar. U'biyasa. Then when he reads, and on the 10th, Shebechumish hapikudim, which is in Chumash Bamidbar, it's actually in Parshas Pinchas of Chumash Bamidbar. I'm letting you know, Kaira al Peh. I'm reading it, Bapeh, you shouldn't have to wait till we turn there. But don't think it's missing from this Sefer Torah. So again, we don't want to keep the Olam waiting, so he's going to read it, Bapeh. We're not taking a second Sefer Torah, you shouldn't think of something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. But in order to make sure people don't think he's reading a Bapeh because it's missing in this Sefer Torah, he's letting them know, no, it's here. I'm just not reading from inside. Vaitra says the Mishnah Mavarachalash Maina Brachais, and he made eight Brachais. He made 8 brachis over this kriya. First, ala Torah. That's the bracha of Ashenasal on a Torah. Samus explains about Tanur. But what about the first bracha of Ashabach Rabbanu that we make before we start laying? Rashi doesn't mention that. Rashi only mentions Ashabach Rabbanu with the Gemara. But Tanur also only mentions the second bracha. So some say that the Kohen Gadol didn't make the first bracha. He was Saimach on the Berchas Torah that he did by Shachris. Others say, no, he made the first bracha. But the Mishnah counts these two brachas, Shabach Rabbanu, Ashenasal on a Torah Samus, as one. That's how some Rishayim learn. Then Va'alhu Avoida. This bracha began, Ritzei Hashem Alekeinu B'Yamcha Yisrael V'Sirtzehu Avoida. Please Hashem, be pleased with Klal Yisrael. We hope you're happy with our Avoida, that it pleases you. B'dvir Be'secha, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim of your house. She'oyscha Levatcha B'yira Navoid, for you alone. We serve with Yira. V'al Hoidoya. And a bracha of thank you. That's the Moedim Anachnu Lach that we say. That we say in our Shemon Esrei. Val Mechila Sa'avayim. This bracha begins Ata V'chartanu. And it finishes. Melech Moichel V'Saleach L'Avayin Yaseinu. The King who forgives. And you give us Slicha, you excuse our Aveiros. We say this bracha in Shemon Esrei. V'Al HaMikdash. Here the Kain is Mispalel. Shetishra Shechina B'Veis HaMikdash. Explains about Tanun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina should continue to rest on the Beis HaMikdash. And it finishes Baruch Atah Hashem Shoichein B'tziyah. V'al Yisrael, there's a bracha for Klal Yisrael. That ended HaBoicher B'Yama Yisrael. Weiter sagt the Mishnah V'alakayhanim. This bracha ended Baruch Mekadesh HaKayhanim. Some say it ended Baruch Shebocher B'Zari Shalahara. And finally, last but not least, V'al Shar HaTfilah. This was a tefillah that Klal Yisrael should be saved from their enemies. And it finished, Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichem Yeshua, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. So, chazing over our Mishnah Zayin, Birchas Kohen Gadol, it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah told us how things went, in what order. The Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish of the Beis HaKnesses, in the Harabayas took the Sefer Torah that was laying in the Beis HaKnesses, that was near the Beis HaMikdash. He gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses, the Rosh HaKnesses gave it to the Skan, and the Skan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. This was the covet of the Kohen Gadol, because you saw how many people were underneath him. And he read it when he was standing. The two parashiyos that were near each other, he was able to roll the Sefer Torah from one to another, because anyway, the one that was translating would translate. By the time he finished, they were ready up to the next parasha. They rolled it to that point. But then you have to read from Parashas Pinchas. That's a long way off. So at this point, they just closed the Sefer Torah. He would hold it next to him. He would continue to stand. And he would read Baal Peh. People shouldn't think there's something missing from the Sefer Torah. He would explain to them, no, there's more here in this Sefer Torah. I'm just reading it Baal Peh. Now, normally, you're not supposed to read Psukim Baal Peh. Only like Oz Yashir, things that we're used to saying. So there's different tirutzim. Why over here it was permitted. Basically, it wasn't really the best thing, but for the Kavod HaTzibur, Chazal said, do it. Perhaps this was a lesson to the Tzibur on Yom Kippur to see how important the covet of the Tzibur is. And then he made 8 brachas. First one was Ala Torah, Shenaslan HaTorah Samas. Then he made a bracha Alu Avoida. The Avoida of Klal Yisrael should be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he said, Moedim Anachnu Lach. The bracha that ends at Tev Shimcha, Elochano Elohaydais. Then a bracha on Mechilas Avayim. The Spal Hashem Shemaychel, the Yiddish Aveirais. Then Ala Migdash. This Mispal, the Shechina, should dwell in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was Mispal for Klal Yisrael, Hashem should save them. Then it was Mispal for the Kohanim. That bracha finished Baruch Mekadesh HaKohanim. Some say it finished Baruch Shebacha Bezari Shal Aaron. And the last, the 8th one, was Val Shar HaTfilah. And that was a bracha that Hashem answered all the Tfilas of Yechidim in their time of Tzara. There's different shailos of exactly how you count the 8. It depends if you count the Birchas HaTorah, the one before and after, as 2 or 1. According to some shitas, he didn't make the bracha before and only afterwards. But either way, one way or another, there were 8 brachas over here.